Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, it's coming. Right for us. Right for us.
Hampton.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay.
Guys. Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
An OB show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Yes!
Well, how about that? Listen to this. The Hamp and OB with Kaz show, presented by your local Chevy dealers, ChevyDriveChicago.com. We get to talk about a victory. A victory at home.
And they put it on the Minnesota Vikings. There was no doubt from the jump.
That's right.
That this Bears team was going to win tonight. And they brought it. And look, we'll cut through everything else, but here's one thing I got to say. Jay Cutler.
Give him his due.
Makes a difference on this team, on this offense. These guys played hard for him, and he showed a little emotion, Dan, tonight, and that's what you need.
It was fantastic. And you know why? Because Kaz wore a purple shirt here to the post game, and you know, you got to
say. Yep, I did.
Hey, folks, I was at the stadium, and I got to tell you, it was a great atmosphere because, you know, when you're 1-6, you're looking for reasons to get motivated. And we've dished it out all year, OB, about how John Fox has been miserable as a head coach
in
so many ways
is.
And facets. But tonight – and we're going to get into this after we start, you know, passing out the applause and kudos. But there has been a little bit of change in Hallis Hall over the last few days. We'll get to that. But let me tell you something. As I've always said, a little means a lot. Well, guess what? The defensive line, the offensive line, they got after the Minnesota the division leaders and played their best game probably the last 2 years. So I tell you what, we'll parse it here and point out some of the real bright spots. But hey, the defense and offensive line, they came to play, and man, you got to be proud.
Start of the show here, Hampton OB, sponsored with Kaz, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group, sponsored by Parent Petroleum. Hamp, you were out of the stadium. One of the beauties of Twitter is sometimes you just get an incredible little tweet, and it said, as Hall of Famers Dick Butkus, Richard Dent, and Dan Hampton looked on, the Bears' defense played a throwback style versus Minnesota, limiting them to only 98 yards in the first half. There's a man sitting in the studio, actually two men, because Hamp, you were out there. OB, Kaz, you both predicted this win before the game. I think you were the only two in town. OB, take a bow and talk about what you envisioned and how it came through.
Well, I'll tell you, I was with my friend Monty Scher out at Rogers Auto this afternoon at 1:30, had a little meeting with him, and he asked me the question, what do you think? I said, the Bears are going to win tonight. You know, after he passed out, I had to get him back up.
Yeah.
You know, and he said,
after the oxygen was administered.
Just exactly how do you come to that conclusion? Well, here's exactly what I said, and this is what I told you. It's written down here. Offensively, what do we have to do to win this game? Number one, open up the passing game. Number two, play action. Number three, move the pocket. Number four, go downfield. And that's exactly what they did today for four quarters. Now, defensively, we went after them. What I wanted them to do was blitz more. Go after people. You know, we're 1-6. Go after them. We're playing the Vikings, folks. What a lot of people forget to tell you is that their two starting offensive tackles are out. They have backups beyond backups beyond backups. They got guys coming off the street trying to put in there to fill those two offensive tackle spots.
Good news. They didn't have to blitz, though, Ed. They got to them without blitzing.
Absolutely. And another thing that was really great here offensively, you look at Cutler. He was 20 of 31 for 252 yards. And when I said, you know, the passing game, open up the field, he threw to nine different receivers tonight.
Yep.
Nine. And I think that was the key, moving the pocket, doing what we should have done from day one. And the reason why we didn't, this coaching staff did not have this team ready to play. I defy anybody to tell me that this guy had him ready. We go into this game 1-6, blew almost a total first half of the season for what? For sheer stupidity. That's what it was. But to see this tonight, to predict the victory, I mean, you know what it comes down to, folks? If you're playing and you're getting your backside handed to you week after week, there comes a point in time where you got to make a stand. They were at home, Monday night television. What a great time to do it. And what do you believe? They finally did. The players stood up, the coaches stood up, and we got a good victory. Now, one more thing about Cutler. His rating was 100.5. Listen to this, folks. Minnesota's defense, every team that they played to this game tonight, the opposing quarterback had a rating of 63.7. So Cutler really stuck it to him. The offensive line stuck it to him. The receiver stuck it to him.
Jordan Howard had a hell of a game, yeah, too.
And you know what? Why not? That defense they played against tonight, folks, was the number one ranked defense in the National Football League. So Cutler, the coaches, offensively, you finally got smart and used an entire football field, which you should have been doing week after week after week. Defensively, put the pressure on. You know where their weaknesses were? You went after their weaknesses and broke them down. So kudos to the coaches. Kudos to the players. Let's keep this up. Let's not have stupidity reign the second half of this season.
Now, can I just sprinkle a little bit of, and Dan, we're going to get into this more, but really we both have talked about the fact that Cutler has probably been ready the last couple of weeks while he sat on the sideline because our genius head coach had enough of him. How ridiculous does this look now after watching the performance that Cutler put on tonight?
No question about it.
And he was forced to play him tonight. He didn't have a choice.
And you know, Jay Cutler, to his credit, didn't pout and make a big scene. But you know what? When he met the media last week and said, well, you know, hey, you know, John Fox said, well, you know, you don't get your job back. You know, Hoyer's the man. And now you're back. What do you got to say? And Cutler kind of, you know, jovial way and with a wry smile said, hey, he doesn't have any choice, does he?
Which was totally unprofessional on Fox's part.
Exactly. That's the point we're trying to make. Here we have the
Hallmark gives you the best chance.
Franchise and all of pro football, and we've got this guy at the head as a head coach that is playing politics, and I don't like that guy, so I'm going to play somebody else and all this nonsense. Now, you know, I know. There's only a handful of quarterbacks. We saw Sam Bradford. He was the first overall pick 5 years ago. You want him as your quarterback? I don't think so. Jay Cutler, when he is given the proper game plan and sufficient blocking, he's not one of those guys that, you know, he gets sacked once or twice and goes in a hole. He's tough enough to take it. But I got to tell you, he showed tonight with a lot of his passes, and it doesn't jump out at the, off the off the play sheet about, you know, some of the tight throws and the windows and the plays that he made. You know, the little flip to Jordan Howard for about a 45-yard run at the end of the second quarter. Those are the kind of plays that Jay Cutler has the ability to make. He is a playmaker. And if you give him a chance, like Dow Loggins for the first time,
right,
first time tonight, gave him a chance.
Dan.
And that was a Mueller game-changing moment, I might add, Ed. And Dan, I think we'd all agree. That little flip on third down to Jordan Howard, because we had gotten two field goals, and then bang, we get that touchdown,
you
converted it.
Hey, it'll be the Mueller game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships in Highland Park, in Gurnee, Hoffman Estates, and Merrillville, as we give some love to our Mueller family on the game-changing moment. Continue on, OB.
Yeah, I was just, you know, going back to what, you know, we've been talking here for the first half of the season, and I just keep beating on these things because they jump right out at me week after week, and all through this training camp exhibition and everything comes back. And if I said it once, I could never understand. I could not understand why we would not open up the passing game. You've got an entire 53.5 yards wide, 100 yards long, and we never, until tonight, we never took advantage of that. The rules, you can't touch a receiver. You can't touch a quarterback. The rules give you that. That's why it's turned into a passing league. We finally utilized the entire field. Look what happened. He hit 9 different receivers tonight. 9. We should have been doing that all year.
But we will take the victory tonight, and we will hopefully, as you said, Ed, let's build on this and keep pushing forward.
Absolutely, Glenn. I can tell you what, I felt so strong that they were going to win tonight, and the reason why I did it is I think it was more of myself thinking, okay, how many times am I going to get pounded? How many times am I going to get pounded and get knocked around home in front of our people, go out, get it laughed at, made fun out of, get run over? When the hell does this stop? I thought tonight was the night. This was the perfect team to come in. Number one defense, make a statement, and damn it, you know what they did? They did. They made a statement tonight. So congratulations to the coaching staff and to the players. Finally.
Three-game losing streak is over as the Bears beat the Vikings 20-10. They got a bye week, not back in action until November the 13th on the road at Tampa Bay. 312-981-7200. Feel free to join in. You want to talk about that report that there is a consultant at Halas Hall?
Tyra Banks is what we decided, right? A fashion consultant coming in.
We'll figure out who that is coming on back.
And folks, and again, we're all, you know, we've vented our spleens for 7 straight weeks. So finally, it's good to be able to talk about something productive. And as OB just said, we hate it when we play badly and get embarrassed. This is not the franchise that we left, and it bothers us. But all that being said, we're going to talk about a lot of the good stuff. But the overarching point about tonight's game, there was somebody different at Halas Hall this week. Somebody that they have brought in as a consultant to basically audit what's going on, and you can't tell me it didn't have a big effect.
And yes. One more thing, as I am to understand it, it was supposed to be from top to bottom.
That's right, baby. We're going to talk about that coming back. I want to get in that top to bottom that you just hit on. Hamp and OB with Cots, presented by your local Chevy dealer, ChevyDriveChicago.com, 312-981-7200. This is 720 WGN.